Good evening, it's 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Henry Walker, and Juliana Gonsalves. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and the Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie. Let's start off with your local news headlines. From a request for up to $350,000 just weeks ago, city staff returned to council Tuesday night with a very different plan for marking the 10-year anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert, one that requires no new funding from the city's reserve. Back in February, council deferred a decision on allocating up to $350,000 from the city's working fund reserve, following major concerns from both councillors and the community. City staff were asked to revisit the proposal. Now, a revised report brings forward a scaled plan, focused on already planned free accessible programming, funded through existing budgets, sponsorships, and external sources. With additional work over the past month, staff say all city-led programming can now be delivered without withdrawing on reserve funds. Support includes up to $100,000 from Tourism Kingston's Municipal Accommodation Tax Development Fund, along with $23,500 already secured through sponsorship, with more funding opportunities still being explored. Anniversary programming is now focused on expanding on initiatives already in place. When asked by council, city staff outlined how some of these events will take shape.
So the programming that the city is leading, outlined in the report, is twofold. So the first is a free music exhibition delivered through the Heritage Services Department. This is a broad music exhibition that has always been in the work plans, and that will be delivered throughout 2026 and 2027. Within that, there was an opportunity to align with the Tragically Hip anniversary, and so there is a section dedicated within that. So it's a broad music exhibition that is aligning where appropriate. The second is the free City of Kingston Rock in the Square concert that we deliver every single year in Springer Market Square. Given the celebrations and what we anticipate to be community interest, we are yet to announce the artist, but we will have some connection to the celebrations through this annual concert.
Additional programming that has been shared at this time also includes a downtown event later that weekend, new public art and murals, and a three-week run at the Kingston Grand Theater of a new Canadian musical built around the band's catalog. Councillor Tozzo extended thanks to staff for revising the plan in response to feedback.
I just want to thank staff for listening to both council and the community, because I think that this sparked a little bit of concern about the appropriate use of funds. I'm very happy that the ask was reduced, that some of our partner groups and sponsorships are standing up. And I just want to reiterate, I love the Tragically Hip. I'm looking forward to celebrating this in a very financially responsible way. Thank you. Courage, it couldn't come at the worst time.
Council ultimately approved the updated approach, with Councillor Jeff McLaren casting the sole opposing vote. Staff will return to Council on June 16th with another update on programming as Kingston prepares to mark a decade since the Tragically Hip's final concert. After a decision at Council last night, the city will be looking into more eco-friendly alternatives to salt for de-icing roads. Councillor Ryan Bohm brought forward another winter road maintenance-related motion at last night's Council meeting, following a motion tackling plowing practices earlier this month. The motion asks that city staff prepare an information report that provides an assessment of alternative de-icing products, including operational performance, infrastructure requirements, cost implications, and environmental considerations. While sprinkling salt makes conditions safer for drivers and pedestrians, when all the chloride from that salt runs off into local waterways, it can be toxic for plants and wildlife, a concern that councillors have heard from constituents. The motion specifically mentions that councillors have received many inquiries regarding the potential use of beet-based organic additives, the alternative used in cities like Toronto, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, and Niagara.
Technologies change. Sometimes there's things that are more environmentally friendly, sometimes they cost a lot more. So I've got multiple community inquiries about beet juice in particular. And so this is something where when I went to staff, essentially we don't have a lot of information on it. So the whole goal of this motion is to kind of go gather that information, see what other alternatives out there might be feasible, recognizing there may be cost constraints because the equipment might not be able to handle it. So, I mean, nothing beats having more information on things. So I hope this can be supported.
Council unanimously backed the motion, after getting a few puns out of their system.
While it may look like I just fell off the turnip truck, I have heard from several constituents that the use of salt for ice management has them seeing red. And so I would really like to move forward with this.
I just don't think this motion can be beat.
Does anybody else have any jokes to make about motion number one?
Council will receive an information report by Q4 2026 with options to move forward. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Henry Walker with your Queen's Campus News.
Thank you, Chris. You are listening to your Queen's Campus Beat, Queen's Campus News, here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. I'm Henry. Newly released annual policy report indicates measurable improvements in student mental health at Queen's University. The report, published March 20th, highlights progress in student well-being indicators compared to previous years, suggesting that recent investments in mental health services and institutional supports are having an effect. While specific metrics were not fully detailed in initial coverage, the report contributes to ongoing institutional conversations around student support systems, particularly as demand for counseling and wellness services has increased significantly in the post-pandemic period. At its March 6th meeting in Richardson Hall, Queen's Board of Trustees addressed mounting financial pressures facing both the institution and its students. Discussions focused on external constraints, including changes to the Ontario's Student Assistance Program, OSAP, as well as global instability affecting enrollment projections. Trustees also approved a residence fee increase, adding to concerns about affordability. These discussions come as Queen's continues to manage a projected budget deficit, with financial sustainability increasingly shaping administrative policy and long-term planning. The annual St. Patrick's Day Aberdeen Street Gathering on March 14th resulted in approximately $2,000 in bylaw fines, according to reporting published on March 20th. Kingston Police noted that student behavior was largely respectful, a shift from previous years where enforcement levels were significantly higher. The event remains unsanctioned, but this year's outcomes suggest continued efforts to reduce harm and improve relations between student and local authorities. In other news, Queen's has launched the AgeWise AGEWISE Institute, a new interdisciplinary initiative focused on healthy aging research. Announced on March 20th, the Institute aims to bring together expertise across health sciences and policy fields to address the challenges posed by Canada's aging population. The initiative reflects a broader national priority as demographic shifts increase pressure on healthcare systems and long-term care infrastructure. Additionally, students are actively working to document and preserve queer history at Queen's through a new archives-focused academic course. The initiative, reported March 20th, involves students researching LGBTQ+ histories on campus while broader discussions continue within the Alma Mater Society about how to institutionalize and expand that work. The project represents a shift towards student-led archival work with an emphasis on formalizing histories that have been often excluded from institutional records. And finally, an exhibition titled Art and Solidarity, held in Wallace Hall at the John Deutsch University Center, JDUC, is showcasing Iranian art and culture expression. The event, featured March 20th, transforms the space into a site for both artistic display and political reflection, highlighting themes of resilience and identity within Iranian communities. The exhibition situates Queens within broader global conversations around art, diaspora, and political expression, while also emphasizing student and community engagement with international issues. I've been Henry with your Queens Campus Beat. Thank you for listening.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Wednesday, March 25th, daytime high of -1, but in the sun, it's going to feel a little above zero, right around 3 degrees, dropping down to -8 overnight. Thursday, March 26th, daytime high of 7, but with the rain in the forecast, it's going to feel closer to 2 degrees. Friday, March 27th, We have got a cold, sunny day here in the city of Kingston. Daytime high of -3, overnight low of -11, but in the sun, it'll feel closer to -1. Saturday, March 28th, daytime high of -2 with periods of sleet and freezing rain in the forecast. Sunday, March 29th, back above zero for the first time in a few days. Daytime high of 3 degrees, periods of sun and cloud mixed throughout the day. And then starting off next week, more cold weather in the winter that never ends. Daytime high of -2. It will be sunny, so we could feel temperatures nip above zero, closer to 4 degrees in the sunshine. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. As a reminder, overnight street parking restrictions have been eased as of March 1st. You can park overnight on marked areas unless the weather conditions require it, i.e. think the heavy accumulation of snow or icy rain. All overnight street parking restrictions will be lifted as of April 1st. In terms of road closures, Berry Street to Queen is still closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Aberdeen from Johnson to William is currently closed to accommodate construction activity and staging in the area. And lastly, you can expect delays on Front Road to Sand Bay Lane for the installation of sanitary and water main for Utilities Kingston. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction. Please be aware of lane shifts, traffic speed limits, and share the lane signage.
Does the present moment really exist, or is it just a boundary between the past and the future? I'll let you guys sit on that one. What's up, everyone, and happy Monday. It's your girl Gigi, CFRC's newest intern, and you're listening to What's Live at 5 on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up on this segment, I've got K-Town's hottest concert and event calendars for the week, starting with events. As for Wednesday, March 25th, how many hours of sleep do you get every night? I really do prioritize my sleep, and I aim for 8 to 9 hours because I require lots of sleep in order to function. That said, sleep is a foundational pillar of lifestyle medicine and a powerful determinant of cognitive performance, emotional resilience, immune function, and long-term disease prevention. Visit Sleep as a Restorative Force, Why We Sleep, at 15 Arch Street School of Medicine building at 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. On a side note, I know a really beautiful piece of music called Sleep by Eric Whitaker. You should definitely take a listen. Board games at Something in the Water Brewing Company at 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Not a board game, but recently I've been playing Imposter with my friends, but I absolutely suck at it. So if anyone's got any tips, please do let me know. The Wonderful Women Community Choir will be meeting at Crossroads United Church at 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. No experience necessary and all ages welcome. On Thursday, March 26th, learn about responding to disclosures for staff and faculty, an online webinar at 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Are you a new mother? Thriving After Birth, Physical Activity, Behavior, and Sleep During the First Year Postpartum, Thrive 365, shares recommendations from the Canadian Guideline for Physical Activity, Behavior, and Sleep throughout the first year postpartum, along with practical tips to support recovery, energy, and well-being. Designed for Queen staff who are postpartum, supporting someone postpartum, or simply interested in female health, this talk will translate research into realistic, compassionate guidance for daily life in the first year after birth. By the end of this session, you'll be able to describe how movement, sedentary time, and sleep interact to influence recovery and well-being in the first year after birth. Further, you will be able to recognize common postpartum changes and identify when additional support may be helpful. Join online at 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. Have you ever heard of Lizzie Borden? Let me give you the rundown. Basically, this girl took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. Or did she? Check out Blood Relations at the Kingston Grand Theatre Homestead Baby Grand Theatre at 7:30 p.m. On to my favorite time of the week, Friday, March 27th, Slayed by the Sword drag show. Four drag artists find themselves in the medieval times. It's up to the audience to choose wisely so they can escape the story alive. Drop by the 19 plus event at the Grad Club at 7 p.m. In the meantime, the Snowden Comedy Tour will be taking place at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. And of course, don't miss Friday Night Karaoke at the Buckle at 9 p.m. On Saturday, March 28th, we start early. Visit Butter Tart Shoe at 1250 Italia Lane, 9 a.m. Check out the Kingston Fiber Artist Annual Show, Art Threads 2026, at the Tet Center at 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And afterwards, head on over to St. Michael's Ukrainian Church as they're hosting their third annual Easter Bazaar at St. Michael Ukrainian Church at 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. On Sunday, March 29th, this one goes out to my fellow students. Looking for some motivation as we approach exam season? Drop by Get It Done, a comfy space to settle in and get work done. Find us at Mitchell Hall, room 215, at 12 p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. Ready for some more dance? QCDT presents Encore at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets before they sell out. Swing by the Memorial Center Farmers Market at Kingston Memorial Center grounds at 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. for fresh foods and to show your support to local vendors. And of course, you know what Sunday means, Sunday Fun Day at the museum at Great Lakes Museum at 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Next up, our concerts calendar. On Wednesday, March 25th, we've got Wings and Tunes with Sean McCullough at the Cove Inn at 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Recently, I tried Thai wings and they were very good. If you haven't already given them a try, they're sweet and I would recommend. Catch Christopher Jackson at the Creekside Bar and Grill at 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. There's a free jazz series in support of Partners in Mission Food Bank featuring Oscar Evans at Something Else Records at 3:30 p.m. And catch DJ Great White with anything from 60s, 70s, 80s, soft rock, soul, R&B, and new wave pop. If that's your vibe, join him at Hotel Wolf Island at 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. If you're looking for an early weekend, I've got lots in store for you. On Thursday, March 26th, drop by the Sugar Shack Party featuring Henry Norwood and Sean McCullough at the Cove Inn at 5 p.m. And after that, head on over to the Creekside Bar and Grill for Donnie Cooper at 6 p.m. If you still want more, Micah Garvin will be performing at Lakeside Bar and Grill at 7 p.m. And lastly, don't miss Culture Reject at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar at 8 p.m. Now to officially start off the weekend on Friday, March 27th, if you're still standing from Thursday, then check out Still Standing, a pop rock indie band at the Merchant Tap House at 10:30 a.m. Now, I don't have Purple Rain for you, but I do have Purple Diamonds. Give them a holler at Time Out Bar and Bistro at 6 p.m. Interested in $5 dates? No, seriously. Don't miss the pop rock indie band. $5 dates at Spearhead Brewery at 7 p.m. Mr. Christopher Jackson is all around K-Town this weekend. Catch him again, this time at the Caesar Company at 8 p.m. Oak Ridge Avenue will be performing at the Toucan at 10:30 p.m. And Let's Meet in the Middle. 2026, a late night dance party at John Dutch University Center, Queen's University at 12 a.m. Moving on to Saturday, March 28th, Led Zeppelin meets Pearl Jam. Find out how at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. The Queen's University Chorus will be hosting their spring recital. Come out and support at the Spire at 3 p.m. Over on the island, swing by Dizzy and Faye at Hotel Wolf Island at 6:30 p.m. Impish Grins will be performing at the Merchant Tap House at 10:30 p.m. Maybe some wings while you're there? Looking for some blues tunes? Check out Free Association Blues Band at the Toucan, also at 10:30 p.m. To close off the week, on Sunday, March 29th, catch Spencer Evans at Time Out Bar and Bistro at 7 p.m. And afterwards, head to the island for Nick Schofield, Liam Cole at Hotel Wolf Island at 8 p.m. Little far for you? No worries, spend some time at the Merchant Tap House for karaoke starting at 8 p.m. And lastly, I would strongly encourage you to visit the Queen's University Orchestra and Choral Ensemble present Dan Forrest's Creation. This is a beautiful piece, and if you're only going to see the Choral Ensemble and Orchestra once, let it be this time. Find them at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts at 2:30 p.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. No matter what you're into this week, music, food, dancing, or just pretending you have your life together, I've got you covered. For more details on all these events, check out cfrc.ca or lock in right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You're listening to GG on CFRC Radio, and from me to you, have the best week ever, be safe, be kind, and I'll catch you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and the Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.